News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The head of the Metropolitan Police in the UK has called on the UK government to change or clarify the law following the arrest of comedian Graeme Linehan over posts he made online. The 57-year-old Father Ted Writer was arrested under the Public Order Act on Monday on suspicion of inciting violence in relation to posts about trans people on the social media site X. And Dominic Grieve, former UK Attorney General and Conservative MP, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Dominic. Is the head of the Metropolitan Police correct when he says that his officers are being put in an impossible position over this Linehan arrest?
I think he's making a perfectly reasonable point. The way in which the law has been framed and the fact, the nature of the comments, meant that it was open to the police to arrest Mr. Linehan in pursuit of their inquiries. But I also think there has to be a degree of reasonableness in this, and also the police have a wide measure of discretion. The question is, how do they exercise that discretion? If this comment had been made by Mr. Linehan in a pub to a number of people standing around, nobody would have dreamt of arresting him for it. The problem is that it's made online and is then seen by hundreds of thousands of people, some of whom, or one of whom, decides to complain. And the police then have to decide what to do about it. It seems to me pretty clear that he should never have been arrested. It's a piece of banter. Although it's also right to say that it's a piece of banter which a responsible person should not be putting on social media. That's the nature of the problem that the police have to grapple with. But in my experience, the police used, at any rate, to have enough discretion or the ability to exercise discretion to tell these things apart. We seem to have got into a situation in which we've lost that perspective.
Okay, so you're saying that the tweets, in your view, are objectionable or distasteful or whatever, but that shouldn't result in an arrest, if I'm taking the right. But does that, I mean, a lot of people would be arguing that this was incredibly heavy-handed, that Linehan was arrested by five armed police. Now, I am aware that all the police in the airport are armed, but...
Well, they are, yes, that's right. They're all armed police at Heathrow Airport.
But five of them taking them off a plane would be, in many people's view, heavy-handed. Political policing is the accusation that's being, I suppose, hurled, that the police force are being used by, I suppose, activists on one side of the culture wars to sort of be weaponized against people that they disagree with.
I don't think it's political policing. I think the police have become very heavy-handed. I note that an arrest taking place in the street where one might have expected of an ordinary criminal, just one police officer to do it and then to summon a car, is now usually carried out by a very large number of officers. As I'm not an expert on policing, I have no idea why that sort of change has come in. It may partly be as an assurance for security and because of increasing fear of criminals being in some way potentially violent. But it certainly is very odd, because I don't think it has much to do with political policing at all. I think it simply has to do with the way the police carry out their functions. And that may be something else which Sir Mark Rowley ought to be looking at.
OK. Dominic, lots of people are saying when they see that Graeme Linehan was arrested for tweets that, you know, they're holding up statistics like 1 in 4 incidences of shoplifting, for example, in the UK aren't responded to, that there are domestic violence incidents that aren't responded to, that there are 999 calls that are not responded to, that choosing to respond to something like this is absolutely the wrong use of police time.
I certainly think that there are more important priorities for the police, and anxiety over shoplifting in the United Kingdom is growing, and there's absolutely no doubt it is an activity which in many cases goes unchallenged, in part because the security guards in many supermarkets, for instance, are told not to interfere. So there's also a question about what the citizens should be doing, but these raise some quite complex problems. But I agree with you entirely that people are likely to be irritated at what they see as the arrest of an individual over what, on at least one interpretation, can come across as just being banter. And when linked to the question of anxiety over closing down freedom of expression, One can see how this is rather a toxic mix here at the moment. So I do think that the police need to look at their own practices and also need to look, as I say, at the fact that historically they have been given a significant amount of discretion about how the law is being is applied. So it's not just a question, as Sir Mark Rowley has suggested, of we need to change the law or we need to change the rules. It is also, I think, actually a question of the police needing to look at what their own practices are. But in fairness to the police, they're usually between a rock and a hard place. People complain if they do and people complain if they don't.
Dominic Grieve, former UK Attorney General and Conservative MP, thank you for joining us. Do you know what I think, Shane, about all of this? Mm-hmm. I think irrespective of what you think of Graham Linehan, irrespective of what you think of his views, I don't even want to get into that aspect.
Yeah,
I think this will be, the backlash is so significant over the arrest of Graham Linehan, a bit like the backlash over the arrest of NECAP, that I think this will be the death knell of cancel culture, in that the overreach here is so significant. I think it's over.
So your civil liberties are important.
I think finally that is becoming,
regardless of where you are in the political spectrum.
Exactly. I think that is now where the conversation is going. And I think that that kind of hubris and overreach by cancel culture, by I'm offended, by all of that, I think this is the end of it.
I think so.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.